Turn our attention now to the art world. Leo Weekly has a cover story this week about a Louisville artist who has admitted to claiming another artist's work, in this case, a painter's work, as his own. And joining us to talk about it is the author of that story, Kerry Stimley. Welcome back, Kerry.
Thanks, Rick.
Well, tell us, who is this artist and how did all this come to light?
Well, the person who claimed the work is named Jim Mahanes, and the work that was claimed wrongly was by Jim Cantrell, who's been an artist for 50-some-odd years. He's based in Bardstown. Mm-hmm. Cantrell had painted a still life of a raincoat with a scarf maybe in 1977, and had donated it, they think, to an auction and hadn't thought much about it. And recently, their daughter, Vanita, who lives here in Louisville, was over at the Highlands Art Studios where Jim Mahanes had space and noticed this painting and just realized it looked a lot like one she had seen. So she started to talk to her mom about it, and eventually they substantiated that it was, in fact, a painting that Cantrell did in 1977. And so they looked, they had the coating on the back and everything, and I guess Mr. Mahanes had picked it up somewhere from a friend who had gotten it somewhere and it had been a little damaged, and he had basically painted out Cantrell's signature and had it hanging up as if he had painted it.
Mm. And there was this dramatic confrontation with Cantrell and
yes, once they figured out what had happened, they came to the studio there in the Highlands on a night they knew he would be there, and they nervously confronted him. And initially, I think Mr. Mahanes kind of tried to equivocate, and the next day he called and acknowledged it and apologized, and has apologized to them a number of times subsequently. And I guess there's also a painting in there by a painter that looked like one named James Foose, who the Cantrells knew from Lexington. He was a UK art professor and a painter, and the Cantrells have run a gallery over the years, and they used to sell Foose's work, so they knew that one. And they have a question about that one as well. Mr. Mahanes tells me that he just painted a copy because he knows Foose as well and painted a copy. Mm-hmm. And admits that he's maybe been a little looser with copying other people's work without attributing it, as I've learned that you really need to do in the art world.
Now, does this rise? Is this a criminal offense, or will there be charges?
Well, some suggest that some laws have been broken, but it doesn't seem like the Cantrells really want to pursue it in that angle. And the police, I think it's a fairly low level in terms of how much money might be involved, and so it doesn't look like anything's going to happen. I think some attorneys I talked to said they do think there was a crime, but they're not like Andy Warhol, where there's hundreds of thousands of dollars involved, so maybe it's just not going to make any sense financially to go that route.
This raises a lot of questions about various copyright protections. I don't know much about the visual art world, but from what I understand, it's not unusual for a painter to recreate another artist's work just as an exercise, I guess, more or less. But
yeah,
you got to be clear about
what you're
doing.
And I'm like you, Rick. I don't live in that world per se. So, of course, you call somebody who does. And I talked with John Begley at U of L, and he was like, really the accepted thing to do. And it's fine to paint, say, an Andrew Wyeth painting to learn how to do it. The teacher, Mahanes teaches as well, and he uses it as an exercise. But if you're going to display it and try to sell it, you need to say something like after Andrew Wyeth. Clearly,
right.
Starry Night or whatever, even though everybody knows Van Gogh painted it, you can't just paint your own version and hang it up. That's kind of, and as I said in the story, the art world's fairly self-policing, and so the reaction's been pretty brutal here. Some people in the art world that I've talked to are pretty up in arms about this.
And just in a few seconds, a quick answer, Mahanes still in business, or is he still painting?
Well, he says he's not going to quit painting. He's not sure where. He's very contrite. I think he feels mortified. He admits that, he was just a little insecure. And I should say here that, a number of people say that he's talented in his own right. He's got his own style, and he's done a lot of good work. And so it's just a little confusing as to why. And he just sort of admits that it was insecurity and ego.
All right. The name of the article is Art of Deception. It's in Leo Weekly this week, and the author is Kerry Stimley. Thanks for joining us, Kerry.
My pleasure, Rick. Thanks.
That's all the time we have for today's program.